Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 26, 2021. Going beyond the limits of earthly sensations. Question. The issue of aging has been of great concern to humanity all the time. A person in his youth and old age, are they two different people or one? Answer. Whether we are young or old, alive or dead, these are just our depictions of ourselves. Of course, any reasoning is possible here, but until we rise above the egoism in which we feel ourselves and our world, we will not be able to correctly recognize what other possibilities there are to feel. Question. That is, I depict myself as young, and after a while as old. Yet, I do not feel that way. Is this feeling imposed on me? Answer, yes, it is imposed. But still, it is imposed inside of you. Question, who imposes it? Answer, the upper force imposes the entire picture of this reality on us. Each of us has his own picture imposed on him. And this is how we act. However, at the same time, there are people who are given the opportunity to change this picture. It depends on how they work with it, and this is where the interaction between people and their mutual development begins. Question. What is the purpose of imposing this picture? Answer. For a person to rise above it. Question. All the people? Answer. Eventually, all of them. Question. Is this why we are given the feeling of the state of life and death? Answer. Yes, of course. After all, they do not really exist either. However, they are given in order for a person to rise above and go beyond them. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, April 12, 2021. From the foot of the mountain to its top. Question. Standing at the foot of Mount Sinai is an event that shaped the entire nation. Or if we are talking about one person, then it is his spiritual development. It turns out that they stood at the foot of the mountain for a year. Why exactly a year? Answer, it is not a matter of years. All this is very figurative, and in general it is impossible to say if everything happened exactly in accordance with the way it is told in the Torah. There is nothing sacred about Mount Sinai. Everyone can climb it and graze their cattle there. This is not the mountain on which the temple could be built. After all, the temple is usually built in a place that is sanctified, that is, it represents corrected egoism. Mount Sinai is just the representation of egoism that still needs to be corrected, and therefore there is nothing special about it. Jewish pilgrims do not go there. It is not even a tourist attraction. Question. What does it mean that the people stood at the foot of the mountain and the Creator stood on the top of the mountains and as if spoke to them there? Answer, this mountain symbolizes the great egoism that is in humanity, and humanity must correct it in order, as it is allegorically said, to reveal the Creator, who is on the top of the mountain, from the foot of the mountain. From CabTV's Spiritual States, April 9, 2021. Amalek points the way to the Creator. Amalek is a force that supposedly pushes me away from spirituality provided that I really strive for it. It forces me to strengthen my aspiration and look for a way to connect with the Creator so that He will give me the good force with which I can fight Amalek, overcome him, and come to the Creator. Amalek is help against us. He helps me figure out how to reach the Creator by standing in my way and telling me that he will not let me enter the Creator. If it were not for Amalek, I would not even know that this road leads to the Creator and that it is possible to reach him. And suddenly Amalek appears and says, I will not let you get closer to the Creator. That is, he gives me direction, reveals that this is the way to go, but he simply does not allow me to move forward. Amalek shows me that I do not have the strength to advance yet and that I need to gain it, that I need to turn to the Creator and strengthen myself in the group. I will thus gather my strength to step forward and fight against Amalek. What is Amalek doing? He shows me the way to the Creator in reverse form. He says, "This is the path, but you don't have the strength to walk it. You are not able to. Try to take a step toward the group, to really get closer to your friends, and you will see that you are standing in front of a wall that cannot be broken. There is no choice but to turn to the Creator. In this way, Amalek brings me closer to the Creator. He shows me that I cannot do it on my own. Amalek appears only when I am already out of the desire to receive, out of the power of Pharaoh, and I want to come to the Creator. Amalek fights against my intention for the sake of bestowal. This is a very important force without which it is impossible to rise in spirituality. Only at the end of correction do we finally defeat Amalek, by correcting all our intentions for the sake of bestowal. And if the evil forces would disappear before that time, I would not know where to go, just as is happening with all of humanity now. There is so much more to learn from such blows like the coronavirus pandemic, wars, and other problems in order to finally agree that it is enough fighting with each other, to destroy all weapons, and start living in peace. This is very difficult to do because a person has nothing but egoistic desires, as it is said that the Creator created the evil inclination. And if I want to get out of egoism, I also need the Torah, the light of correction. If I turn to the Creator, I receive the strength from Him to fight against Amalek. This is why the Creator awakens Amalek. He forces me to turn to the Creator for help. The Creator plays from both sides. To the extent that a person strives to achieve bestowal, connection, and spirituality, he discovers an obstacle according to his level. Amalek are egoistic intentions. This is not just a preference for material fulfillment but a force that opposes the power of bestowal, the power of connection, the inner basis of correction. Amalek is a higher clipper than Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the general desire to enjoy, and Amalek relates to the individual path. When the people of Israel come out of Egypt and want to reach the land of Israel through the desert, Amalek appeared before them. That is, already being on the right path, in the right direction, with right intentions, an obstacle arises called Amalek, which means for the sake of egoistic reception, Al-Mainak Lakabel. The more a person wants to be in the intention for bestowal, the more the help against him, the egoistic intention, manifests itself. It is a clipper that protects the kli, the spiritual fruit, by helping it to attain holiness. We see that all fruits grow inside a peel, which preserves them during ripening. Until the fruit is ripe, the peel protects it and prevents pests from getting inside. And when the fruit ripens, the need for the peel disappears and it becomes a part of the fruit itself. Amalek appears at all levels of the development of the desire to enjoy and gives it the opportunity to grow properly. As we move forward, we will see that the Creator constantly guides us, and tells us, how to work with the states we go through. All of them are given to a person only to help him achieve his goal. Nothing harmful has been created in the world. There is nothing wrong with a person, but he simply does not know how to use what the Creator has given him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 18, 2021, Amalek. My new article on LinkedIn where they got vaccines, when will we be healed? Since December 11, 2020, there have been FDA-approved vaccines available for use. Since then, the virus has only spread further and broke record after record of new cases and deaths. Brazil, India, and even Sweden are seeing rising numbers of confirmed cases and their health systems are on the brink of collapse, if they haven't already faltered. At the same time, some countries are emerging from the crisis. Israel, for example, has had a day without COVID-19 deaths for the first time in 9 months. The US is also seeing diminishing numbers, though it is still not out of the woods. Until we realize that the problem is not with COVID, but with us, and specifically with our relations, we will not be healed. Each country, even those that currently appear to have defeated the virus, will suffer their own blows. We will be healed only when we realize that our attitude toward each other is our real sickness, that this is the real plague. There isn't, and cannot be a vaccine for human cruelty. We can cure it only through sincere efforts to build positive ties, to transcend our mutual alienation. Nevertheless, even countries that now appear to be winning, have other blows waiting in the pipeline. The pandemic has landed on humanity for a reason, to force us to understand that we have to change our attitude, first toward each other, and then toward the rest of the world. But despite nearly 150 million cases, and more than 3 million deaths, we have not learned a thing. Until we understand that the problem is with us, and not with the virus, we will keep suffering blows. If we don't understand it through the coronavirus, we will understand it through some other crisis. Besides the illness, COVID has far-reaching consequences that are even worse than the disease itself, which is horrible enough. Widespread joblessness, other health issues, and social crises are all consequences of COVID, but there is more. The climate crisis is worsening, political tensions are rising, and the future of humanity seems bleak on all fronts. The initial lockdowns were actually helpful in moderating some of the adverse effects of humanity on the climate, but that moderation was short-lived and repeated lockdowns proved detrimental on other aspects. Until we realize that the problem is not with COVID, but with us, and specifically, with our relations, we will not be healed. Each country, even those that currently appear to have defeated the virus, will suffer their own blows. We will be healed only when we realize that our attitude toward each other is our real sickness, that this is the real plague. There isn't, and cannot be a vaccine for human cruelty. We can cure it only through sincere efforts to build positive ties, to transcend our mutual alienation. COVID-19 is one way to convey this message to humanity, but nature can land plenty of other blows that will force us to acknowledge that we are dependent on each other. The sooner we learn that the healing is between us, the sooner we will overcome the virus. Michael Leitman, on Quora, where does the prohibition against mentioning the name of God in Judaism come from? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, prohibition means impossible. The inability to pronounce the name of God is because it is impossible to realize God in language. On the contrary, it can be realized only within the person's desire for spirituality. There are several names of the Creator. The names of the Creator do not describe any kind of objective name that the Creator has. We name the Creator from our attainment of the Creator. When we attain the Creator, we discover how our soul consists of four parts, called Ud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Dash. When we receive light in these desires, it creates a combination of our desires and the light of the Creator, and this is what we call the sensation of the Creator by His name. We thus name the Creator according to our sensation of the Creator, and there is thus nothing to be afraid of regarding the name of the Creator. On the contrary, according to our development, we will all need to attain the Creator so that it becomes completely ours, as it is written, "May my name be upon you." Based on Kab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 10 with Kabbalist Drive Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Passover from the point of view of modern realities, part 12. Question. Four sons are mentioned in the Passover story. One loves to ask questions, the other is a villain, the third is naive, a simpleton, and so on. What do they represent in us, in society? Answer, they exist in every person. When a person begins to search for his spiritual path, these four sons appear in him. One is smart, one is stupid. But the most important is the one who does not know how to ask questions. Everyone else has some questions from this world, they can formulate them, but this one cannot say anything. He wants something, but he does not know what exactly. And so he is bursting with a question with no answer. It is about him that it is said, And the one who does not know how to ask, to him you shall open. Open what? It does not say. It says, to him you shall open. Question, reveal what? Answer, if there is a question, then it is possible to talk. Question, what would you wish for the whole nation and all people in general? Answer, revelation of this question. First, to ask it beautifully, correctly, so that it hurts, so that we really want to get out of our nature that intoxicates us, during our short and unhappy life. And so that with the help of this inner quality, that we want something but what exactly we cannot say, to get an answer to it and reveal it. The answer did not come, but the path opened. So it is said, to him you shall open. Not answer it, open it. Question, and what will he realize? Answer, this is only if you ask the right question. When it fully bursts from within, then the same pressure from within will reveal the way. Question, and this will be the beginning of the exodus from Egypt? Answer, yes. This is the real way out of Egypt. Therefore, the Passover story speaks precisely about the one who cannot even ask. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 12, 2019. In the field of the upper light. Question. You say that the information field that surrounds us is analogous to the upper light, which cannot be diminished to the level of the physical field. Are the concepts of information field and upper light identical? Answer. By light, we mean the quality of bestowal. It is a positive quality that exists in nature along with the negative, like plus and minus. According to the science of Kabbalah, receiving and bestowal are the cornerstones of our world. From this, all pluses and minuses in fields, particles, in all inanimate, vegetative, and animate material come. If along with the quality of receiving, which initially exists and develops in us, according to the program of evolutionary development in accordance with the world surrounding us, which is developing as well, we will be able also to develop a positive quality of bestowal, mutual, and good connection, not for oneself, but exactly to make our connection equal and uniform, then we are included in the true field, in which all nature exists. We will be able to explore it in the measure of equivalence with it, in correspondence with it. But for this, it is necessary to add an altruistic component to our egoistic nature. Question, it turns out that the light is a part of this field, right? Answer, the light and the field are the same. When we talk about the influence of the field on us, we say that the light affects us, that is, the force of the field. Obviously, it is not a physical light, but the force of bestowal and love. It is like a special radiation that fills the entire universe and all its levels, including those above the physical. We need to reveal this field and then we will understand the whole system, all the secret processes that exist in nature, which are currently hidden from us. From CabTV's Meetings with Kabbalah, March 22, 2019. Knowledge to the detriment. Comment, I heard about a serious terrorist attack in Sri Lanka in which 253 people were killed. It turned out that this attack shocked the whole population, especially because it was carried out by intelligent terrorists, as the media called them, people who were highly educated and who came from rich families, not from the lower socioeconomic parts of society. The same thing happened in a terrorist attack on a synagogue near San Diego where a 19-year-old kept shooting until his gun got stuck, and if it hadn't been for that, he could have killed everyone in the synagogue. He was a student in medical school and also studied music. We see even higher education has little impact in this sense. My response, education does not guarantee anything since education is not upbringing. It is educated people who build nuclear bombs. Educated people build weapons. It is actually educated people who do that. Question, exactly. Why don't we speak about them? Answer, we sometimes speak about different tribes that fight against each other, but eventually they don't destroy each other, because if they had, we would not be in the state we are in today as descendants of those tribes. We need to understand that our evolution is based on egoistic development. So the greater egoists we become, the more we improve all kinds of weapons in order to destroy each other more cruelly. You could not picture the Holocaust in the Middle Ages, for example. Question: does this mean that the more educated we are, the more cruelly we treat others? Answer: of course. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 14, 2019. How can we attain the upper world? Comment: to justify the Creator, we must understand His management. And to understand His management, we need to become similar to His attributes. It seems like a vicious circle. My response: no. Only in our egoistic world does it seem this way, but not in spirituality. There is no such thing as in order to justify Him in spirituality. In spirituality, I work on the desires of love and bestowal, on the attribute of faith and not knowledge. I cannot attain spirituality by my ordinary understanding, by my mind and my corporeal feelings. I cannot limit spirituality inside me. Everything that happens differently than in the corporeal world, where I understand the physics of it, its structure, etc., and I build a model in me and begin to somehow find my way around in it, thinking that this is the world. The spiritual world is not attained this way. It is attained outside of me, and I cannot limit it. If I do, it would not be the upper world but something that I made up. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 10, 2019.